happens to you. No one can make you angry. No one can upset you unless you let them. The greatest power that we have is the power to choose every single day the kind of day we're going to have. I had a lady come into my office here a while back. And she said, I'm just so depressed. And I said, I beg your pardon. She said, I'm just so depressed. And I said, well, ma'am, how do you act when you're depressed? She said, how do I want? I said, how do you act? You know, how do you walk when you're depressed? She said, well, I kind of take slow, sliding, waddling steps, kind of like this. I said, well, how do you hold your head and shoulders when you're depressed? She said, well, let my shoulders kind of slump forward, my chin hang down on my chest like this. I said, well, how do you talk when you're depressed? She said, well, I kind of talk through my nose and whining nasal bitching sound, kind of like this. And I said, well, let's try something. I said, get up and try walking across the office. Take a little longer, spring your step. Hold your shoulders back. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. Act like you feel good. She looked at me kind of puzzled. She got up. She started across the office. She was taking a little longer, spring your step. Had her shoulders back. Had her head up. About a half smile on her face. She looked at me over her shoulder, and she said, you know, I do feel a little bit better. Now, anytime in the future, you get the feeling down and out, and that the world's against you, and you don't have time to go through all that exercise, here's what you do. You just sit down in a chair like this, and you just jump up, and you say, I'm depressed! You know what we found? You cannot act happy and enthusiastic and be depressed. See, you can't act like a winner and be a loser. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't catch depression. We create it. We don't catch happiness, we create it by the thoughts that we put into our mind. We don't sing because we're happy. We're happy because we sing. And sometimes we got to sing when we don't feel like singing. We got to sing when nobody else out there is singing. But when we sing, we begin to set the example for others. If I were to ask you right now, who do you think is the most happy, positive, enthusiastic, upbeat winner in this room right here today? It's the person that's thinking the most outstanding, upbeat, happy thoughts. That's who it is. You know who the most uptight, frustrated, anxiety-ridden person is? It's the person that's thinking the most uptight, frustrated, anxiety, worried thoughts. Let me show you how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the fascinating thing about it is that any time you think a thought, what happens is that thought immediately becomes an action. For instance, if you're thinking a happy, positive, enthusiastic thought, what's the immediate action therefrom? You got a smile on your face. You got a spring in your step. You got a song in your heart. Did you ever notice this? You can read people's thoughts almost better than you can read their words. Yeah? Did you ever anybody say to you, sure is good to see you today? And you know they're thinking, what are you doing in here, Claude? I thought you were off today. Did you ever notice this? Your dog can read your thoughts. Yeah, did you ever get in the evening? I mean, it's been a wonderful, magnificent, victorious day. You're just walking on air. You come through that gate. That dog sees you. He comes running up there. He jumps up. He's licking you in the face, wee-weeing on your leg. He's all over you, isn't he? Yeah. Did you ever come in? You're frustrated. You're uptight. You can just reach over and pinch somebody's head off. You come through that gate, and what's that dog do? Ducks his tail and gets out of there, doesn't he? Because thoughts are things that manifest themselves into action. I can look around this auditorium today, and I can pretty well tell what your thoughts are. They're upbeat. They're happy. They're nodding. Yeah, that's all right. Once in a while, you'll see one. Oh, what a bunch of baloney this is, you know. But the fascinating thing about it, you winners are in the majority. And as you begin to repeat those thoughts, those actions over and over and over, 30 days in a row, what does it develop? Habit. And those habits then begin to build the character that we become. If I were to ask you to take a list of people that you regularly, daily come in contact with, and you put a plus sign down with a positive person, you put a minus sign down with a negative person, that would be fairly easy for you to do, wouldn't it? You'd say, well, there's a positive one, there's a positive one, there's a positive one. Whoops, boy, there's a negative one. You better not tell that sister anything went wrong. I mean, she'll hit the ceiling. You got to scrape her off the walls. Now, what would you be describing when you describe that negative person? You would be describing their negative habit pattern response to life. You automatically know that if things don't go exactly the way they planned from the go, kawhammo, they explode in all directions, don't they? Now, how does a positive person respond? They say, well, that's all right. Back to the drawing board. There's more than one way to skin a cat. What happens is they have developed a positive habit pattern response to life.